listening to Overdue Conversations. Emma is away for the weekend, so you guys get a solo episode with just me. Today we're going to look into all the books I've read this year and my unfiltered thoughts on each book. I am a harsh critic with books. I've consumed a lot of TV shows, movies, and books over the years that you really gotta perfect those plot twists and not give it away early on for me to be really shooketh. Before we start, I wanted to share what I'm currently reading right now. And I had just finished, literally 30 minutes ago, First Time Caller, and it was the perfect 2000s rom-com-esque book that I needed in my life. It hit all the marks. It was so good. I'll talk more on that later. But after this episode, I'm going to be starting We Were Liars because the show is coming out on Prime Video. And I'm so excited for it. I hear it's a little thriller. I think there's a little bit of romance. I like to go into books blind, so I'm just excited that there's a reward of a TV show at the end of this book. I can't wait. Okay, right now, I need you to pause this episode and take the Read Your Color test online. It's a real quick and easy 30-question test. It will tell you your reading personality and give you book recommendations according to how you answer the questions. Okay, go take the test and come back. I'll see you soon. Okay, did you take the test? Do you know what color reader you are? Great, I'm a yellow reader. Yellow readers are emotionally vibrant and driven by passion, drawn to books that stir their heart and evoke intense feelings. They seek narratives that illuminate the complexities of relationships, emotional struggles, and the profound depths of human connection. For yellow readers, reading is a visceral experience, an opportunity to feel deeply, empathize wholly, and journey through life's emotional extremes. They choose books not just to be entertained, but to experience catharsis, leaving each story feeling emotionally enriched, moved, and intimately connected to humanity. The book recs this website gave me were spot on. They literally told me to read some of my all-time favorite books. I was shooketh. Now you know what kind of reader are. You can compare how we relate on the books I talk about today. Let's get started with Love and Friendship. I don't even know what that was. I don't think it was a legit classic. I think it was just a bunch of writings all written together in one book, and I was just completely confused the whole time. I don't even know what that was. I read it because it's included in the Jane Austen Penguin Clothbound series, but there was nothing interesting. I think it was like 30 pages, so I'm not even sure it was a legit book. So that was not a great way to get my year started off with, but my next one really rocked my world. I read The Women Next by Kristen Hanna. I rated it 5 stars. It literally is one of my favorite books of all time. You have military romance, personal struggles, redemption, war scenes, emotional and raw, and you get the happy little bow at the end. So good. Next, I read Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. I'm probably going to mention a lot of classics in this episode because I have that Clothbound series that I mentioned before, and I wanted to just knock off my physical TBR before I purchased more books, and Northanger Abbey was up next, and I listened to it on audio because I just could not read the actual physical book, and I rated it 2 stars, sadly. I feel real bad. I can't even tell you 5-6 months later what that book was even about. I know Jane Austen does a lot of romance. I will say classics are the pillars of modern day romance books. They broke boundaries and tested society, and they molded society into what it is today. And we get books like First Time Caller because of women like Jane Austen. Thank you, Jane Austen. I read Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine next. I think I rated it about 3 stars. It was pretty sad, which I wasn't expecting. I never read anything really like that. I did expect a version of the plot twist that was included, but I didn't expect it in that way, and the plot twist was just so good. I think I actually rated it 3.5 stars because the plot twist added a 0.5 star to it. But yeah, super good. I appreciated the mailman character in that book as well. It's a good, like, friendly-feely book. Next, I read None of This is True. It was my first ever thriller mystery kind of book, and it is podcast style. I rated it 5 stars, and I left the book still not understanding what the actual truth was. And I think I like that aspect. I think normally I like a pretty little bow on the end of a book. But yeah, the book was so good. And I think I loved it the most because it was my first ever thriller. But yeah, I can't get over that book. It was super good. The next book I read was A Little Princess. I have it in the classics. It's like a special edition. And I also couldn't read that one physical. I think I can't read physical classics books, but I did enjoy the audiobook. It was just a cute little girl book. It'll be good for my daughter when she gets to the age, but I rated it 3 stars. I will enjoy it when I am able to read it to my daughter. My next book was my first romance besides The Women, but The Women wasn't even romance centered. It just had romance. But this is my first romance book, so maybe that is why it's one of my favorites. But I read One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I rated it 4 stars. There was one aspect of one of the relationships that I did not appreciate, so I took away a star or a half star for that aspect. But I think that book made such a big impact on me because it was my first romance. And I was as conflicted as the main character was. And I do recommend for this book, you don't read the synopsis so that you are blind walking into the book. The next thing I read was Things We Cannot Say. I knew at this point of the year that I wanted to read more historical fiction, but I was absolutely destroyed by The Women by Kristen Hannah. And I knew I couldn't read any more Kristen Hannah, not anytime soon. And so my mom actually bought me The Things We Cannot Say. And I love the connection between generations when you get to hear, I don't know, the grandmother or the great grandmother's story through like the granddaughter or great granddaughter. I just love that connection. I love that plot idea. So that's basically what the book was about. And I rated it 5 stars. It was really good and it was very inclusive, with the special needs community. It was so beautiful and so heartwarming. The next book I read, again, of course, was a classic. It's called Heidi. I rated it 3 stars. It was pretty cute. Nothing special. I wouldn't go out and recommend these classic books so far that I read this year. But I'm glad I read it because they exist and they're classics for a reason. They're popular for a reason. And they would have been popular back in their day. But yeah, it was really cute. The grandfather and the granddaughter have a very cute relationship. Another heartwarming book for the year. My next book was my first ever sci-fi book. It was Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. It's a TV show on Apple TV now. The TV show is a little bit twisted from the original plot, but it still follows the main idea. And it was pretty good. There is a lot of like science heavy topics, but I am not a science person and I still got through it fine. And it is my favorite sci-fi book ever. I've read quite a few now by the end of June, and I rated it 5 stars, and I have not liked another sci-fi book in comparison to it. So I highly recommend. It is really great. Next, I read Scythe, Thunderhead, The Toll, and Gleanings. Overall, I would give this series maybe 3 stars. The first one I rated 5 stars. And then the series from then on just gets continuously worse. Sadly, because I hear his series Unwound, I think, is really good. And then I would even recommend don't even read Gleanings. It's pointless. I rated it 1 star. I was really disappointed. I thought we were going to get an expansion of the original plot, but it ended up just being a bunch of short stories written by different people. And I just think it was a completely unnecessary book. But I don't mean that so harshly, but I do think it was unnecessary. Next, I read the mother of all motherlode books, Sunrise on the Reaping. I rated it 4.5 stars because I don't think it was as good as it could have been. But I kept thinking about this book day in and day out. And 5 months later, I'm still thinking about the same book. So I would have to say I actually need to give it 5 stars. It just keeps climbing in the ratings. The genius brain of Suzanne Collins is just out of this world. I can't believe that she thought of this story 20 years ago when she was writing the original Hunger Games trilogy. And she is just now giving us Haymitch's story. It's just It's gorgeous. Her brain is gorgeous. Her writing style, the connections, the theories, the way that she leaves some things open-ended for readers to find out and discuss. We have like a ginormous book club all over the world to be able to discuss this series. I'm actually about to start rereading the Hunger Games trilogy, and I can't wait to deep dive because I haven't read it since I was like 10 years old, probably. And I didn't even remember the topics of prostitution or drug use or political conflict. I didn't even process that as a 10-year-old kid. So I can't wait with my adult brain to be able to pick that series apart and see the message that Suzanne Collins was trying to share. Next, I read my second romance of the year. It's called The Blonde Identity. It was okay. I read it because Emma read it. I rated it 4 stars, but I probably actually need to read it like 3 or so now that I'm a more experienced reader. There is a second book coming, I think in July 2025. So I look forward to reading that just to continue on. The next book I read was The Friend Zone, and I am always thinking about this book 4 months later. I rated it 4 stars. It was really good. It's actually part of like an interconnected series. Her best friend is the female main character of the next book. And then the third book is about a character I don't even know yet. So maybe I'll meet her in the second book. So I do need to finish that series. But The Friend Zone, I think about all the time. It made me laugh so much. And I just can't wait to get back into that series because Abby Jimenez has never let me down. I just finished Say You'll Remember Me. And I was floored by that book as well, all laughing out loud for that book as well. So I think Abby Jimenez is my girl. Next, I tried more Kristen Hannah. I gave it a few months. I think I gave 3 months between The Women and The Four Winds. And I have to say, I'm so sorry I'm about to say this, but I was super disappointed. I rated it 2 stars. The dust storm was nothing compared to the Vietnam War. And I mean, it wasn't bad writing. It just was a boring plot idea. The women just was so captivating. It took you through all of the emotions. It was a roller coaster of emotions. And The Four Winds has some heavy topics, which I appreciate. It just was not captivating like The Women. And I feel so bad because I seriously love Kristen Hannah based off my love for The Women. And yeah, it's pretty disappointing, but I tried it out. Next, I read Book Lovers, which was my first Emily Henry, and now I've read every Emily Henry book besides People We Meet on Vacation, and I have to say she is my favorite author. I didn't think I was going to be a romance girl, and I definitely didn't think I'd be an Emily Henry girl because I wanted to be unique and not basic, but yeah, she got me. She hooked me. She got me. I rated Book Lovers 4 stars. I probably need to give that like a half star or even another star, 4.5, 5, because I literally think about that book every day. I think about all these books every day. And it made me laugh out loud. I love the best friend sister aspect. I love the bucket list. I love the enemies to lovers. It was just perfect. My next read was Mickey 7, and I was seriously disappointed. I rated it 2 stars. I wanted to watch the movie, so of course I had to read the book first, but yeah, I was pretty disappointed. I think it would have been a quality idea, it just wasn't executed well enough in the writing. Next, I read Divine Rivals and Ruthless Vows by Rebecca Ross. I rated Divine Rivals 4 stars and Ruthless Vows 3 stars. Sadly, the second book just didn't do it for me. Just like Mickey 7, I think it's a great idea, just not greatly executed. For also being a fantasy book, it was my first fantasy book, but I would say it's not even a lot of fantasy. There's magic, like connecting the two main characters, and then we have the goddess and the god, or the goddess and the god. And that was it. There was not a lot of fantasy. And we had the underworld, but I don't know. I just think for a fantasy book, it needed more. Maybe I'm wrong. Y'all can judge me in the comments. But my next read was I Who Have Never Known Men, and I rated it 1 star, I think, because she's French, and society there is a lot more different than American society, and as myself, I'm more of a modest, closed-off person. I just did not appreciate this book. It made me very uncomfortable. It got you thinking, but I just didn't appreciate it. It wasn't my cup of tea. My next read was Beach Read. I rated it 5 stars. I just told you guys I'm an Emily Henry girl. I was trying to read a romance in between each genre, so I would shuffle through fantasy, historical fiction, throw in a romance, a drama, a this, a that. And so this was my second Emily Henry, and I loved it so much. I think this is where I got hooked by M. Hen. So next, I read my second fantasy series, and that was Powerless. I am actually floored away by the fact that Lauren Roberts wrote, started writing this book around age 18, and now she's like 21, 22. I'm so proud of her. And like, I am 23 currently. I'll be 24 in July. And I can't fathom being as successful as she is at this age. I'm so proud of her. I wish I knew her in real life. But for Powerless, I rated it 4 stars. Again, I think the series didn't have a lot of fantasy. There was fantasy aspects, but the fantasy wasn't acted out. I love the yearning, the slow burn. Next, I read Reckless, which I rated 4 stars as well. But that book was difficult to get through because the characters are angry with each other. They're back to being enemies. And I just couldn't be satisfied by the yearning. I heard recently in one of her videos that her editors made her make them kiss sooner in the series because she wasn't going to have them kiss until the end of the second book. And the end of the second book kiss was so perfect that she should have definitely left it that way. I didn't appreciate the first kiss that they shared. But that's just a personal thing. I think the way Lauren Roberts originally wrote it would have been the perfect execution of the story. Next in the series is Fearless. I didn't talk about Powerful, which is between Powerless and Reckless, but I didn't read that. I own it, and so maybe I'll read it soon since she's having another novel added to the series with Kit's point of view. So yeah, I read Fearless next. I rated it 5 stars. She added in some more tropes, and tropes were defied, and tropes were challenged, and ideas were challenged, plot twists were challenged. It was a great story overall, executed well, and then you get the happy, pretty bow at the end of it all. So I think it ended very well, and especially with her being 2021 writing this first series. Next, I read Funny Story. I rated it 3 stars. I can't say that I really liked the male main character. He's not someone that I would be attracted to in real life as a person, not even like romantically or anything, but as a person, I wouldn't be attracted to that kind of lifestyle. So I think that's where my problem was with the book, but it did actually make me laugh out loud. They were funny. There were funny moments. And the concept behind the whole idea was really funny. They have the fake dating trope and all that. Next, I read Broken Country, which it was okay. I can't say that I appreciated the support of infidelity and cheating outside of her marriage. But I rated it 3 stars. The concept was good. The plot twist at the end was also good. And the husband was so perfect. I feel like he's an underestimated book husband. But yeah, it was a good story overall. I just wish it didn't have the supporting of infidelity. Next, I read Happy Place by Emily Henry, of course. I have to say, ever since Funny Story, I feel like I haven't loved her books as much, but I love Emily Henry so much that I will never hate on her. But Happy Place, I think I don't like enemies to lovers as much as most readers do. Happy Place was a bit of lovers to enemies to fake dating to lovers again. And so it's just a bunch of tropes, a lot of up and down emotional roller coaster. I think it would be a really great movie that I would enjoy. It just wasn't my kind of book. Is that so weird? Probably. Next, I read The God of the Woods, which I was so stoked for this book, but I think I ended up getting disappointed. I was very confused by all the names, all the characters, the timelines. I was just very confused. I had to literally write down an Excel sheet for each person and their information of that character so that I could understand. And finally, when the book picked up about probably page 100, I started understanding who everyone was and all the names. And then I wasn't even satisfied with the actual plot. And I also think that it was dragged out quite a bit. And the main character of the book kind of was constantly changing. But yeah, that's just my personal opinion. But yeah, 2.5 stars. Next, I read Remarkably Bright Creatures. I listened to it on audio because I heard it's better there because you actually get to hear the octopus's voice. But yeah, I rated it 3 stars. The plot was so fun. I was not expecting that at all. And it was really cute how it all came together. I highly recommend. Even though it's just a 3 star, it's a unique book. So yeah, I recommend. Next, I read Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. I rated it 3 stars. With this book, it seemed as though she was trying to try out a new genre. Like she was kind of testing her toes in the waters of fiction. And I appreciated the story. I liked the fiction story. I liked the romance story. But I think each story in the same book were drawing away from one another. So if she's trying to try out new genres, I think she should do it separately and not try to twist it into her romance writing. But I cannot wait for the next Emily Henry book. And she has a habit of releasing books in April. So it's going to take another like 10 months till I get another Emily Henry book. I'm holding out on People We Meet on Vacation so that if I miss her enough, I can just read that one whenever. Next, I read Persuasion. I listened to it on Audible. I have watched the movie maybe like 2 years ago, and the movie was very accurate to the actual book. I would say the movie was even better because it breaks the fourth wall and it talks to the audience that's watching. But yeah, I rated the book 4 stars. It was really good. I think I would actually recommend it too. It was a fun little book. Next, I read A Court of Thorns and Roses. I feel like I'm the last person on the planet to get to this series, but I rated it 4 stars. I listened to this one on Audible because it was free. So I listened to it in like a day. I think I could even like reread the series and read the actual physical book. But I had just gotten into Audible, so I wanted to like use up all my perks. The series has great world building. The first book is basically world building. So if you feel like it's not that great of a series, then I would just say tough it out, read the rest of the series, because it does get good and it does get better. Next, I read Listen for the Lie, which was my second mystery or thriller of the year. I listened to it on Audible because I heard it's a better audiobook because it is podcast style, but I rated it 0.25 stars. It was very inappropriate. The whole town was sleeping together, and that was basically the whole plot, just everyone sleeping together and trying to figure out a murder. I was extremely disappointed by that book because I think I would have liked it with the amnesiac narrator. I enjoyed that idea, but I think it was poorly executed, and I'm sad I don't get to enjoy it as much as everyone else has enjoyed it. Next, I read All Systems Red, listened to it on Audible. It was another 0.25 star book for me. And like I said, before you judge me, I told you I am a harsh critic. It was a good concept, and I started watching the show Murder Bar on Apple TV. I do think it was a better show than it is a book. I haven't watched it all, but just seeing the actual socially awkward robot was pretty funny. I don't even feel like finishing the show, but yeah, it was pretty disappointing. I think All Systems Red proved to me that I am not a sci-fi person, but you'll hear in a couple minutes about the next sci-fi book I read and why I think I'm not a sci-fi person. Next, I read A Court of Mist and Fury, of course, after ACOTAR. I rated it 5 stars. I think that, everyone preaches about Chapter 54. I think that chapter was predictable. I think it was executed very well, and it was beautiful and fun and exciting. But I was expecting that. I don't know if other people were not expecting that, but I was. And so it didn't hit me like it hit everyone else, but I still think that chapter was great. And the whole book was great. Okay, this is the other book I was talking about, Red Rising. Again, I listened to it on Audible because I'm not a sci-fi person. And this book, I rated it 2 stars. I was confused for like 9 or more chapters, but I think that was on purpose. I didn't see the hype, but Emma read the second book, and she's kind of convincing me to continue reading the series. But I don't know if it's for me. Maybe one day I'll pick it up. But it is definitely not one of my top favorite series, like everyone else says. Next, I read A Court of Wings and Ruin, of course. and I rated it 4 stars. It is my favorite ACOTAR book, even though I only rated it 4 stars. I appreciated that Feyre got to like step into her role, and I don't want to give spoilers. But yeah, I appreciate that Feyre stepped into her role. We have conniving, we have clever plotting, we have revenge. It was so good. And for that reason, that's why I loved it the most. But I see why A Court of Mist and Fury is a lot of people's favorites. And it's a very close second. I think A Court of Wings and Ruin is more my cup of tea. The next book I read was The Things We Leave Unfinished. I rated it 4 stars. I wanted to try Rebecca Yarros romance before I tried Fourth Wing, which I'm still really excited for, but I didn't want it to be my first Rebecca Yarros, just in case I'm super impressed by Fourth Wing and not impressed by her romance novels. But a lot of, I think maybe all of her romance books follow like a military romance plot. But I will say, I think it was unnecessarily smutty. There's just some things you do not need to write in a book, and I was not appreciative of that. But I think it was a great story nonetheless. I did not expect the plot twist. I think that was perfect. But yeah, pretty good book overall. Next, I read Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. And like I told you earlier, she is so funny. I love her writing, so this book was a 5-star for me. It was definitely a unique plot. The tropes and stuff. It's about a long distance dating couple, but I still think it was executed very well. I never felt that it was repetitive. It was very real life circumstances, so maybe I like that, where the romance is like, okay, these are legit issues people actually go through. But yeah, Say You'll Remember Me was so good. Abby Jimenez never disappoints, and I read her books so fast. I'm pretty sure I read The Friend Zone and Say You'll Remember Me in 24 hours. So yeah, she just hits the spot, and I'm actually concerned that she might be my favorite over Emily Henry, but I definitely need to read more Abby Jimenez before I can make such a controversial opinion like that. The next book I read was The Names by Florence Knapp. It was her debut novel. I think I was sorely mistaken about the plot and the setting of the book. I thought I heard that it was in Greece, but it wasn't. It was in like Ireland and England. I mean, which is so cool, but I was thinking Greece, summer, gonna love it. And I was really taken aback. If you read this book, you're probably laughing at me right now. I will say that there are trigger warnings with abuse and like domestic violence. It deals with really heavy topics. It follows a really interesting writing style. It has like three different plots, three different timelines, three different like point of views. It deals with a really cool idea of how names kind of project the life that we're going to live. So yeah, I rated it 3 stars. It was very unique. I wasn't expecting such a heavy topic, but it was good nonetheless. I did almost have to DNF it because I was so shocked by the actual plot. And that's on me though, because I walk into books blind. So if I had known, then I probably wouldn't have picked up the book, but I'm glad I read it nonetheless. Okay, this next one I was really scared about because everyone hates this book in this series and this author, but I read Light Lark. I listened to it on Audible because it was free, but I rated it 3 stars actually. I was surprised that I liked it as much as I did like it. I definitely didn't hate it, and I actually do want to read the next book. I'm like, I gotta know what happened next, but I'm also not like, I can't not finish this series right now. Like, I'm totally cool coming back to this series later if it ever becomes free on Audible again. But I'm glad I just tried this out because I do have her book, Summer in the City. That I'm looking forward to. Emma did read it and she said it was nothing special. And it seems like a little unrelatable. I think there's like a millionaire male main character in there. But yeah, I'm glad this was my first Alex Astor instead of Summer in the City. And like I said earlier, I'm not a fantasy person. I don't think I am a fantasy person. I enjoy it. It was okay, like, but I'm not like dying over fantasy or romanticy. But this was good. I'm glad I consumed it. I definitely don't hate it like everyone else does, which I'm so shocked by. Next, I read First Time Caller by BK Borison. And I think I said this earlier, I'll just say it again. It was the perfect 2000s rom-com. It hit all the marks. Feel good film. And I seriously hope they make this into a movie. It was such a great concept. I think she says that she modeled it after Sleepless in Seattle, which I've watched once in the past, but now I need to watch it again because I feel like I missed something for her to think that that was such a motivational push behind this book. But it was so great. I rated it 4 stars. I probably need to read it like 4.5 stars. Because I think I'm going to be thinking about this book for a while. I read it in like 1.5 days, and when I'm not reading this book, I am stuck in the world and wanting to know what happens next. So yeah, I think this is going to be one of my favorite books of the year, and I'm so excited. But yeah, I've read 46 books, and it is June 20th. My goal is 90 by the end of the year, so we're almost halfway through the year, and I'm on track. I'm a book ahead, so that's pretty good. I can't wait. And like I said earlier, my next book is We Were Liars, and hopefully I finish that one fast so I can watch the TV show. But yeah, that is my year so far. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you found some book recs. Like I said earlier, I'm a Yellow reader. Hopefully we have something in common and you found something that you also will enjoy or have enjoyed. If you've read any of these books, let us know in the comments and tell me your thoughts too, because I want to know. And tell me what color reader you are as well. I'm obsessed with this whole test thing. So yeah, this was Overdue Conversations. I'm Narissa, and we'll see you next week. Bye!